There's a lot of strikes going on right now. You know, the writers are striking, you know, SAG-AFTRA, the union. The actors also joined in on the strike. So there's going to be a lot of slowdown when it comes to these shows, man. I'm going to get to that during the show. But UPS drivers had a strike. Their union is the Teamsters. They had a strike and it was shut down quickly. It was a very, very, very quick. I don't even think it lasted 3 days before, you know, the corporation gave in to all the demands. The biggest one being full-time UPS drivers' starting pay is $50 an hour. I mean, it's around $49, but let's just call it $50 because that's an even number. $50 an hour. Are you going to start reevaluating your career choices now? Because I remember, I don't know, I didn't talk about it on this show, but Ebony K. Williams came out saying she'll never date a bus driver unless he owns the bus or some shit like that. Let me play a clip from that.
Would you date a bus driver?
Would you date If he owns the bus.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem.
And that was Ebony K saying, no, I wouldn't date a bus driver unless he owns the bus. It's time for us all to start reevaluating our career choices. Because I'm on Google right now. According to the census from 2019, the median household income in the United States is $31,133 United States dollars. That's the median income in the United States, $31,000. Okay, so let's pick up a calculator. Let's do the math. Okay, tap. We're at the calculator. Let's see. So, a full-time UPS worker, again, we're going to be rounding up to $50 an hour. I believe the real number was $49, but let's make it even $50. So their starting salary is $50 an hour. And that's for full-time. So to be full-time, you have to do 40 hours a week. And there's 52 weeks in the year. Of course, there's vacations and all this, but you also get paid for a lot of stuff. So let's just say it's 52 weeks in the year. So 40 hours a week times 52, that's 2,080 hours in 1 year. Okay, so let's tap some more. Let's times that by $50 an hour. If you work 2,000 hours in a year and it's $50 an hour, what is that going to be? Okay, times 50. That's $104,000 a year. Now, of course, we're not even talking about overtime where, you know, time and a half, all that kicks into play. Let's just disregard all that. This is the starting salary for all UPS full-time employees. Yes, the bus drivers. The bus drivers start at $100,000 a year. When the median income in the United States is $31,133 United States dollars as of 2019. Huh. Just sit there and rethink your whole career choice as we speak. Just sit there. Just sit right there. I'm going to leave this moment of silence for you to sit there and think. Think real hard and well about your career choice. Welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. It's so crazy when I do it like that. I'm OX Kennedy, of course. You can call me Ken, by the way. This is episode numero 125. That's episode 125. We rolling out here. We're back. We're bizak. It's another week, another episode. Now, Today on this smoke break, we're going to be puffing on Bubba Kush. Bubba Kush, off the vape, of course. Now, let me set up this song I'm going to play for the smoke break. We're going to take it back in the day. And by back in the day, I mean during the pandemic. About 2 years ago, back in the day. 2 years ago is back in the day. So, during the pandemic, right, we all had to sit inside. And that's when I got introduced to the metaverse. Now, the metaverse is you have virtual friends. They're remote anywhere in the world. And you congregate, you play games, you hang out online. That's pretty much what the metaverse is. All that crypto, NFT, everything kind of ties into that a lot. But we're not going to go deep into that. So during the pandemic, I got introduced to the metaverse. Playing GTA RP, where you go on Grand Theft Auto 5 online and you're playing with other people online that they're role-playing. That's what RP stands for. Role-playing as whatever it is. If it's a police officer, that's another player playing that character. If it's an ambulance person, that's another person. If it's a criminal, of course, that's the most popular one. It's Grand Theft Auto. People are role-playing as thugs, gangsters, gang members. So I got locked into a group of gang members that, they were actual gang members in real life. But since the pandemic, it was the thing to do that all the gang members started playing Grand Theft Auto roleplay. Yeah. No, seriously. Like, all the famous rappers are playing it. NBA players are role-playing as gang members. Like, real gang members that was really put on that you could really check their paperwork. They were on they was playing Grand Theft Auto, and I was part of the crew. I was a big crip. In the metaverse, I was big crip. With like-minded individuals, of course. So during the height of this, that's why I had to set up this song. Back in the day, during the pandemic, way back, we was rocking.
Hey, hey,
Ruga.
Ay, ooh, hey.
GD Anthem.
On GDN. On GDN.
This be slap.
Hey, they done let the GDs in the dough.
Hey,
they done let the GDs in the dough. Yeah, they done let the GDs in the dough. Ay, they done let the GDs in the dough. GD.
GD. Ay.
GDs. GD. GDs. They done let the GDs in the dough. Ay. Ooh. They done let the GDs in the dough. Ay, ay, ay. Trump should've freed Larry. Fuck is
wrong with
dude.
With dude.
Oh, you say you GDK. Fuck is wrong with you. He say, cause you GDN, I can't do no song with you. And if the BDs find out, they gon' put me on the news. I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch, stop picking sides. I'm so GD, you can see it in my eyes. Lately, they been seeing the G's on the rise. If they told you something about me, they telling lies. I know some GDs from out west, they block be lit as fuck. I know some GDs from out south, they hop out, blick it up. I got a GD bitch from up north, that bitch thick as fuck. And I got a GD bitch from over east, that'll stick you up. I like Maseratis, cause they got G's on it. Put some bread on your head, yeah, I put G's on it. Yeah, the job gon' get done if them G's on it. I know it hurt to open the door and see G's, don't it? They done let the GDs in the door. Ay, they done let the GDs in the dough. Yeah, they done let the GDs in the dough. Ay, they done let the GDs in the dough. GD.
GD.
GDs. GD. GDs.
GD.
They done let the GDs in the dough. Ay, ooh. They done let the GDs in the dough. Ay, 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 my uncle, he a GD. My cousins, they some GDs. My brothers, they some GDs. So what you think, I'm GD? Baggy clothes with your bows, let's make the world GD again. He used to be GD, he flipped BD, now you GD again. Ay, the GD's up 100 points. Play with one of them G's, you gon' see 100 joints. I know some GDs in the county and some in a joint. Ain't no sliding through the G's hood, we be on point. Ay. Bitch asked me how old I am, I told her 7'4". I'ma be GD till I die, I hate to let you know. It's a lot of shit go on in the world, may never know. I know it hurt to see them G's when you open the door. They done let the GDs in the dough. Hey, they done let the GDs in the dough.
Hey, hey,
yeah,
hey.
They done let the GDs in the dough. Hey, they done let the GDs in the dough. GD.
What?
GDs.
What?
GD. GDs. They done let the GDs in the dough. Hey. Ooh, they done let the GDs in the dough. Hey, hey.
And that was Ruga, GD Anthem. Took off my headphones in this mug. Oh, man, that was back in the day, man. It's so crazy how 2 years ago is really considered back in the day now, man. Time flies. Things, the attention economy is just too quick. Things move too quick. Quick, 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 quick. 2 years ago, remember back in my day during the pandemic? You had no idea. Okay, so we're back. We're back. Another week. Been consistent, right? Another week. But we're back. We're back. We're Bizak. We're Bizak. Okay, let me go into the Stoner score now. Hancho Quavo dropped a new album. I think I was still doing this show when he dropped his last album. I'm not too sure. I am not too sure. And the album is called Rocket Power. Quavo Rocket Power. I listened to this album. Again, you know, I don't want to keep repeating this, but we're not going to go through all the criteria of the Stoner score, but it's time to give it the Stoner score. Throughout this whole year so far, only one person actually got the 10 out of 10, or the 10-ity is what we call that. And that's been Travis Scott's album. Quavo dropped this. Now, I think I remember his last album. It's not the same, bro. It's just Quavo by himself. It's not the same. And going through it, it looks like, I know Quavo already made up with Offset publicly, but Offset is not anywhere close to this album at all. There's no Offset nowhere. And it's an 18-song album, so it's a little long. It's about 51 minutes. It's a little, just a hint long. It could have done with maybe 12, 13 songs. But overall, it's solid-ish. Solid-ish. A little forgettable. RIP Takeoff. I like the ones with Takeoff on it. Let me play. You know, we haven't heard from Takeoff in so long.
Motivate them, they need to see it.
Nah, this is Future. Future is on this track. Back Where It Begins is what it's called on the album. Nah, I'm just playing his part to talk about it. Step on Future while we're really here to listen to
Never Forget.
Takeoff. Rest in peace.
Body County got by 10. Ain't seen him in a minute, where he been? Put his trust inside the gang, y'all in. I feel like if I win, then we all win. Real. Pray for forgiveness, cause I know we all sin. Instead of the bank, they'd rather see me in the pen. I done paid my dues and ran that cash up talking M. Eliante Diamond, they keep jumping at the gym. And I got your main thing getting bust down on film. Trapping like I'm birdie, we above the rim. Japan denim, you ain't seen nobody in them. Just might send money in my jacket for the winner. First 100,000, I can't not remember. I feel like a winner.
Future just want to talk, man. Chill, bro. Future, we hear you, bro. Just chill. Let it breathe for a second. Again, rest in peace, Takeoff. It was great to hear him again. I could have used some Offset in this album. I could have used some Offset, man. Or at least, you know, do at least one song with the whole gang back together. I'm sure they have that. I mean, they have Quavo and Takeoff. They could have just, you know, slid Offset in one of these songs, bro. Come on, stop playing. So as far as features, now it had, of course, Takeoff and Future. You heard them. Future was on a few songs. And it was, and Young Thug. And Young Thug was on there as well. Baby Drill. And everything else was basically Quavo. Quavo dominated this whole thing. Like, it was mostly Quavo. on majority of these songs. But overall, it was a solid project. It is a little forgettable. There's no nothing really stood out so much. The production was pretty good. The beat selection was very, very good. I like a couple of the songs on here. So overall, on the Stoner score, Rocket Power by Quavo gets about a 6.5. It's above a D, especially because of the forgettable part. Like, you have Future on some of these songs, and it wasn't taking off like that. This is something that's weird. Now, more than a week ago, I saw that ESTG dropped. Of course, Spotify is not really great at finding albums. I complained about that on this show before. But I went to Apple. It was there. Then I searched it on Spotify. It was hard to find, but I found it, and I was listening to it. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't find it anywhere, not even on Apple. Like, it was just gone. Like, yo, hey, I was listening to this already. What's going on? Then, not too long ago, I get an alert from Apple Music saying ESTG just dropped the same album. Wait, what? I thought I already heard this. I'm guessing something is off. It might have actually dropped now. I don't know what's going on. Maybe the deluxe. I don't know. But it was kind of hard to find on Spotify. You know, Spotify only showed like the singles when you search. You didn't find no album or nothing. Maybe something happened there. But I don't know. I might give it the Stoner score next week because I heard some songs on there. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, you know, it was all right. And that's it with the Stoner score. Now that the writers and the actors are striking right now, I haven't really followed up as to how that's going, but I'm sure it's still going. And shows coming out are not going to be the best. Even the MTV show, they have a formula. I see it. You know, you see it in multiple shows. The music, like the seriousness, the pacing, like you could tell they have a formula at MTV for knocking out these shows. It reminds me of this new show with the Lioness, reminds me of the exact same as Mayor of Kingstown or some shit like that. The same beats, the same. Let's start over. So this past week, now that all these writers are on strike, I actually went back to watch the Breaking Bad show. Because to me, it was one of the greatest shows of all time. All time. And I just thought, hey, because out of nowhere, YouTube started recommending Breaking Bad clips to me. I was watching it. I was like, oh, I remember that now. Because again, I watch these things as it's going live. I remember having to wait because it was like a mid-season finale type thing. Then you got to wait another damn near year for the full finale type shit. So I forgot a whole lot of what happened on this show. I started watching it. When it starts, it's a little slow because they got to build this character development and all that. So, you know, I'll be skipping them like skip, times two, skip. I don't care too much about this. Let's get to the shits. But by season three, now season one and two were fantastic. It was great. But by season three, yo, it, like there was less and less skips. Season three, four was heavy hitting. It's like they could have stopped this whole series at four. Then at 5.5, they could have stopped it. And like they had so many different avenues they could have stopped the show. Rewatching it, it seemed like they just kept going. And it was just, it all tied in. It all made sense. It's like the height of filmmaking or showmaking or whatever it's called. I don't know what they call it. I'm sure there's a specific stuff they call it. I don't know. Showmaking? Series creator? Because even the filming, like the way they slow it down, they zoom in slowly, different angles, the suspense, the writing was A1. The way it was written was A1. Kept you. I was watching it on the edge of my seat. Like, yo, I forgot I already watched this. What's about to happen? Now, usually me, I don't like watching the same things twice. Because Let me jump into another rabbit hole. You know how magicians like to like their audience to be black? Because we get so amazed. Oh, my God. You did that. I worked at a bar, and there was this dude. He always had his tricks. He always comes in. That was his thing. His thing was the guy was a white guy. He had glasses. His thing was tricks. He did this trick for me. I worked there, so he did his tricks for me, and I'm always surprised. Oh, nice, nice. But he was a regular, too. So he would be there the next day. Like, he's a regular. So over time, he'll be showing me new tricks he's working on. Then he starts trying to tell me the trick behind the trick. And I'm always like, no, bro, no. It's like, after a while, he got tired of me being so amazed at everything he was doing. But other people weren't that amazed. They generally trying to say, I got you here. They're trying to find the holes, the loopholes. Me, I just wanted the Cinderella. Do your thing, bro. Amaze me. That's the same thing it is with me watching movies. Once I already see the plot, once the storyline, everything's already in memory, I don't like to go back because I already know what's going to happen. I don't want to be surprised. That's what it is. But going back, my first time actually going back to a show. Now, I've watched shows that I've been off the air for decades, you know, for the first time. But I haven't been actually going back to a show that I've actually watched, you know, because again, all these shows, I'd be watching them real time, every week type shit. And I was amazed how I forgot all these. And it was better than I thought. It deserved to be up there. And when I was watching it, I was like, oh shit. Like, I've watched so many more shows after that one, and none of them has that same effect. Okay. I'm saying too much, man. All right, man. Breaking Bad was a masterpiece. What can I tell you? Like, the whole way it was done. Like, come on, bro. I even brought back the same emotions I had the first time I watched it. You know, I thought the second character, Jesse, was a bitch. Like, it was just like everything, he couldn't do nothing right type shit. I remember all those emotions, but I forgot all the details of what actually happened in the show for some weird reason. So it was all a pleasant surprise. So I'm thinking, now that all the writers are chilling, I might start going back to all these legendary shows and, you know, skipping through the character building part. But there's not a lot of shows that hit that caliber that I want to go back. But Breaking Bad, it deserves being. That's a 10 of It's a 10 out of 10 right there. It got that. Those are just algorithm clips. Kind of got me into the rabbit hole on YouTube. And I don't know. It's been doing that a lot now. It's giving me old movies that I've watched at least a decade ago. Like, all these old classics, all these mob movies, they're giving me clips and clips, and the algorithm is just drowning me in these clips, man. Then I start remembering, oh, this was the golden years. They say that every couple of years. Oh, no, this is golden. No, these are golden. No, this one for sure is the golden. But another thing that the algorithm also kept dropping on me was the scammer versus like the scammer, exposed scammer, the black edition. The black edition, like, it's like the weirdest things. Like, all these guys, they're all scammers, bro. Even the ones exposing them, they know the game. It's the game. They all play the same fucking game to scam you. This is how they do. They got me one time. They got me way back. Well, yeah, I'm not going to say which one got me, but they got me, man. You watch enough of their videos, you start thinking, it's just that easy. You just get the LLC. As soon as you get the LLC, the bank will just give you $100,000 on credit. Right there. Open a few Airbnbs, rent a few cars on Turo. Boom. Your money, you have income, you pay back the loan. Open a shut case. Then you just replicate that. Get another one. Open another LLC. The bank will give you $500,000 this time because they know you could do that. I was like, oh, shit. Is that easy? these are the type of people that have OnlyFans. The only time I've actually paid for OnlyFans is for these financial scammers, bro. Credit card fraud, scamming people that they wear masks on like, it's their thing. They're wearing a mask because they're giving you the loophole, but it's really common knowledge. Like, it's so weird. This, then DJ Envy is in this with this dude called, what's that, Caesar? Then Tony the Closer is coming after him. And they're just breaking this dude's back in. The algorithm is like, oh, you like that video? Okay, here's this. Scamming NJ, New Jersey Real Estate Scams. Then they have interview. He has an interview with every person that got scammed by DJ Envy and Tony. Caesar is the one that did the scamming, but Envy is the one that gave him the platform to scam. So he's tied into it too. But I see him, the algorithm's throwing me these videos of him just interviewing people, you know, like a Instagram screen interview style. And they're telling him, yeah, he took $200,000 from me. I never heard him. He never called me back. And as the interviewer is there nodding and like agreeing, part of me see that the interviewer, Tony the Closer, wants to laugh. Sometimes when it gets deep, like, this is how sociopathic a lot of us are without that much emotions. You can see that once they start recounting the step-by-step of how they got played, I can almost see him, and this is the part that's getting more emotional. You know, they're almost crying, and I can almost see him just want to crack a laugh. Like, you see him is hugging himself tighter. He's turning around, like he seems a little uneasy, but you know he can't laugh. I'm laughing because I kind of see the scam. I see the scam. Like, okay, you got food. They got you. You paid tuition. You got scammed. It's almost like, oh, you believed him when he said that? But you can tell he can't laugh. He can't say, yo, you dumb as shit. You believed him when he said that? Like, what you doing? That's not even a thing. You can't refi the DeFi from the CeFi. Like, some dumb shit like that. But I've been getting bombarded with these type shits, man. Like, every episode, this other dude, he has a whole pocket watcher is his name. They have a whole pocket watcher JT, I think. They have a whole live stream, like, almost every day, kicking another brother's back in. He's exposing all these bullshit that I actually have been gotten, you know, when they just be spilling shit. Like, you know the look. They got the cars, they got the jewelry, they got all that. Then they flash the watch in your face. Yeah, I got this. This is easy money. I have like 10 companies for this. You know, I just opened the LLC. The bank was like, oh, I like your LLC, dog. Here's $2 million. Do whatever you want. I trust you. And you can too. That's how it is. It's that simple. All you have to do is just open up the LLC and the bank will be like, yo, here's your money. We need to give people this money. They want to spend that money. So buy my course and I'll teach you step by step. Hop on my OnlyFans. I have the biggest secrets on there about step by step on how you could get this money, man. Let's make this money. It's so easy. It's so easy out here. I didn't want to tell nobody, but now I just want to tell you, but you're going to have to pay me for me to tell you. And it may be public knowledge if you Google. It's going to tell you exactly what you're paying me to tell you. But that's the scam. Credit card repair. That's the scam. Credit card repair is free. But how you have a whole business? You have a whole business scamming people into giving you money to teach them how to... teach them how to go teach other people to teach other people how to clean their credit. Oh man, it's just that this rabbit hole has never been presented to me, but it's just funny. Like, all the title of the videos is, of course, DJ Envy always say, "Hey, it's DJ Envy," and the Caesar, the scammer, comes in and says, "Flippin' NJ," because Flippin' New Jersey, Flippin' NJ. Then you see the title, Scamming NJ. DJ Envy, a scammer. There's a whole industry on YouTube just kicking these brothers' backs. They have Crafto Dollar got one. Like, I didn't know. Oh, man, this week has been something else, man. Scammer versus scammer, man. You know, if Donald Trump could avoid going to jail somehow or avoid getting a felony, because the feds, they're determined. They even hit him with a RICO. That's usually what they hit us with. But they're so determined. If they fail at snagging him for anything, I almost guarantee you he's going to be the next president of the United States. Almost guarantee it. Almost. He's going to have the white supremacist votes. He's going to have the black vote. He's going to have all. He's going to have all the votes except the LGBTQ vote, of course. Respectfully. But the feds are trying to trip him, though. They're trying, man. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy how people are really changing their opinion. After this last administration, people want to go back to that pandemic, man. Just stay home, we'll pay you. We will pay you. Just stay home. People are like, "No, we're not going to take it. We're going to go outside and work." Like, wait, what? The government is trying to control us. They're telling you, stay home and we'll give you money. Wait, what? We'll pay your bills. You don't have to pay rent. Nothing. Just stay home. No, we're gonna work. People will always be people, man. You just gotta like humans. There will always be humans. I can't wait for AI, man. Because humans will be humans. Now, that's usually where I end the show. But there's something I used to do in the early, early years of this show. In like 2017, you know. At the end, I used to have a joke. I read a joke off. I haven't done that. I kind of cut that off because it was kind of for good reason. Like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? But I want to do one now. Of course, jokes have been passed down, flipped, copied, rewritten a million times, handed out down from generation to generation. But I'll just give credit for this one to Dry Career 2304. A woman, cranky because her husband was late coming home again, decided to leave a note saying, "I've had enough and have left you. Don't bother coming after me." Then she hid under the bed to see his reaction. After a short while, the husband comes home and she could hear him in the kitchen before he comes into the bedroom. She could see him walk towards the dresser and pick up the note. After a few minutes, he wrote something on it before picking up his phone and calling someone. "She's finally gone. Yeah, I know. About bloody time. I'm coming to see you. Put on some sexy French 90 for me. I love you. Can't wait to see you. We'll do all the naughty things you like." He hung up, grabbed his keys, and left. She heard the car drive off as she came out from under the bed. Seething with rage and with tears in her eyes, she grabbed the note to see what he wrote. "I can see your feet. We're out of bread. Be back in 5 minutes."